Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You just said, I believe. Pretty common, pretty ordinary words to say. And I think that we say them more than we think. Not just in church, not just in a creed. But we say, I believe in lots of different ways. I believe in myself. I believe in you. I believe the reports that I've read. I believe the weather forecast. I believe rolls off our tongue and off our lips in lots of different ways. And yet, it's as common and ordinary as these two words may be, when we say, I believe in God, these two simple, ordinary words introduce the most important and profound matters of life and death. Jesus sent his disciples out to tell this announcement to all that they meet. Whoever believes and is baptized shall be saved, and whoever does not believe will be condemned. It just does not get any more important or profound than that. And yet to say, I believe in God, is never quite enough. Never quite enough because Jews, Muslims, Hindus, Buddhists, Mormons, Jehovah's Witnesses, New Agers, Unitarians, and those who identify as having no religious affiliation at all also say, I believe in God. And so, because there are countless numbers of gods to which countless numbers of peoples confess, I believe, it is important to be able to clearly state the particular God in whom you confess that you believe. In fact, it is important to be able to clearly state it enough to say, I believe, that is to say, I believe in this God and not that God. This is the God in whom I place my full trust and confidence. I believe that this God and not that God can save me. The Apostles, the Nicene, and the Athanasian Creeds are the accepted standards among Christians by which the Christian says, I believe in God. Each one of these creeds directs the Christian to accurately confess, I believe in this God, but not that God. Our focus during these five Wednesdays in Lent is going to be on the Apostles' Creed. Today we zoom in on the first article, I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth. And it is, I think, right here, before we even get started with this, that we realize that it is nearly impossible to completely isolate our thoughts on one article to the exclusion of the other two. First, to say, I believe in God the Father, is an expression of faith. I believe. And faith is a gift that is given by the Holy Spirit. And suddenly we're into the third article. So no one says, I believe in God the Father, unless the Holy Spirit has already done his work in him. We've already confessed the third article before we got to the first article. Second, you can't confess, I believe in God the Father, unless there's also a child involved. For apart from a child, there may be a God, but there is no God the Father. And so before we can get through the first six words of the first article, we've already had to confess the second article. I believe in Jesus Christ, his Son. Am I here suggesting that we ought to rearrange the order of these three articles of the Creed and confess the third first and the first last? Of course not. But what I am suggesting is that as we begin our exploration of the Apostles' Creed, we really ought to be aware that we are entering into a mysterious realm, that is fathomless in its widths and its depths and its heights. And so we begin this exploration in wonder and deep awe and reverence, knowing that we are entering into the very holy of holies, where the glory of the one true God will ultimately swallow us up. When we say, I believe in God the Father, we are not only saying that God is the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, but that he is also the Father of all who would dare to speak these words in sincerity and truth. To say, I believe in God the Father, is an important and profound confession of who we believe God is and who we believe God is not. Before we acknowledge anything that God does or has done, we confess to call this God my God, which involves a relationship with God. He is Father. And as we've said, since there can be no concept of Father unless there are children, we who say, I believe in this God, also say, I am his child. I am a child of this God. This God is my Father. When Jesus teaches us how to pray, he tells us to address God in just this way. When you pray, say, Our Father. St. Paul reminds us of the incredible status that has been bestowed on us. For you did not receive the spirit of slavery to fall back again into fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption as sons by whom we cry, Abba, Father. So when we confess, I believe in God the Father, we are saying something very important and profound, not only about God, but also about ourselves. We are confessing that we who believe and say that we believe are confessing who we are with respect to God. We are not objects that God uses for his purpose and tosses away when he's done with us or gets rid of us when we no longer serve his purposes. As Paul says, we are not slaves. Nor is he a God who is far removed from the cares and concerns of my day-to-day life, unmoved by my fears or my sorrows or my joys or my pleasures. He is not an impersonal spirit or force. He is my Father, and I am his child. Luther captures the profound depth of the opening words of the Apostles' Creed in his explanation to the introduction to the Lord's Prayer. Our Father who art in heaven, by these words we mean that God tenderly invites us to believe that he is our true Father and we are his true children, that we may with all boldness and confidence ask him as dear children ask their dear Father. He is our dear Father, who is our Almighty Father. We ought to let this word, Almighty, sink in deeply because it speaks to the profound depth and height of the comfort that we who confess this God to be Father have been blessed to have. The only way that we can even begin to comprehend the nature of God as our Father is through the earthly institution of fatherhood. When earthly fathers are at their best, they love their children, and that love compels them to strive to do all that they can do to provide all that their children need. But earthly fathers are not always at their best. And even when they are, there are just some things that they are simply not able to do because they do not have the power to do them or to provide for and protect their children as they would like to do. But when we say, I believe in God the Father Almighty, we are confessing that in this God and not that God, we have a Father who has all of the power necessary to provide and protect his children, even the power to rescue us from every trouble and danger and temptation, even the power to rescue us from death and hell itself. I believe in God the Father Almighty, who is maker of heaven and earth. The confession that God is maker of heaven and earth is tightly wrapped together with God the Father Almighty. That is to say, I think that we make a big mistake when we separate God as Father Almighty from God as Almighty Maker. There is a reason that there is no and in the creed between God the Father Almighty, Maker of heaven and earth. It is all one phrase and thought. The two statements belong together in a perfect harmony with each other. This God is not maker of heaven and earth solely for the sake of making heaven and earth. It is as Father Almighty, with regard for providing for his dear children, that he is maker of heaven and earth. Over the course of 6 days, God made all that his dear children would ever need, not only to live, but also to flourish. And after, and only after, he had made the heavens and the earth, did he make man in his image. As loving Father, he brings children into this world. As Almighty Maker, he provides for his children with all that they need for this body and life. And he still takes care of them. This is the God in whom we believe, and not that God, of whom it is confessed that the heavens and the earth are not the product of his power, and human life is merely the accidental product of some random mutations and evolutionary forces by which God has no relationship, no interest, let alone that of Father. So before we conclude, we want to come back to those very first words which we speak, I believe. Of all that follows these two words, we can be absolutely certain. God is Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth. This is the objective truth taken directly from God's word, the Holy Scriptures, which is absolutely true because it is God's word and God is truth. But when we say, I believe, we are now not standing on the same solid ground, are we? In fact, when we say, I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, our confession of faith is actually much more like a prayer for help. For we do not believe as we should. In his large catechism, Luther writes, if we really believe this article of the Christian faith, it would humble and terrify us all. Just consider how we actually use this body, which God our Father has made just for us. How we use our eyes, our ears, our reason, our senses, in ways that neither confess that God has really given them to all of us and to me, or in ways that are neither filled with thankfulness nor praise to God. Consider how we regard the body of others, which God our Father has made for them. No one should be as morally responsible for the physical welfare of the human body. At every stage of life, from conception even to the way it is treated at death, as the Christian is. Because the one who made that body is our God, our Father Almighty. And this is how dear children demonstrate their love for their dear Father. They honor the body. Consider also the ways in which we care for all that God has made for our body and life in this world. The air and the water and the earth, the environment in which we live. No one should be as environmentally responsible as the Christian. Not only because our neighbor depends on our management of the natural resources and science and industry and medicine, but because the one who made it all for his dear children is our dear Father. And this is how dear children demonstrate their love for their dear Father. And so to confess, I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, is also to pray, Father, forgive me all my sins and help me to be a better child of yours. I'm going to gladly give Luther the last word here. In his large catechism, Luther writes, "We should daily work at this article and impress it upon ourselves. Every time we see or experience anything good, we should realize that this is a gift and act of God the Father Almighty. He does all of this for us so that we may look into his fatherly heart and sense how boundlessly he loves us. If we understood this as we should, it would warm our hearts, setting them aglow with thankfulness to God, and give us the desire to use all these good things to his praise and glory. Amen."